to be learning together, Sharei Rat, Shuvah for women. Now, you think I'm going to be speaking about a topic that has absolutely nothing to do with women, but has everything to do with women, and that is about male grooming. Jewish male grooming is that the peyot have to go to the bottom of the bone. The peyot must go to the bottom of the bone. Must go to the bottom of the bone. And the shaving cannot be with a razor. It has to be with an electric shaver. So this has become an issue lately because the people shave their heads with an electric shaver. That's not acceptable. You can use an electric shaver for the face, but not for the head. The peyote cannot use an electric shaver on the peyote. Peyote must be left. Preferably a two, but at the very least, some stubble have to be left, a minimum half, absolute minimum to have the half left. And a lot of men, you know, they cut corners on this. I've seen this in the community that the men are shaving their head with an electric shaver, not leaving any stubble, and you're dealing with a very serious issue that could be an Isur Doraita, a Torah level prohibition. So I'm appealing. Women, make sure your husbands, your sons, your brothers, your fathers, your brother-in-law, whoever it is, just tell your male relatives, make sure that they should have the Jewish dress code, the Jewish grooming, Jewish look, and that is the peyot. Leave some hair in the peyot. Should preferably a two, not lower than a half, and no razors. Even if they have a hard time with a razor, by the way. Very, very important. Lots with sensitive skin, so there's a solution. You can use electric razor now. It comes as a wet and dry shaver. Wet and dry shaver. You can use shaving cream and use an electric shaver. It is totally mutar, and that is recommended for people with sensitive skin that normally can't tolerate an electric shave. Wishing everybody a week full of bracha and bri'ut.